Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As you read today's title, this idea of overcoming overwhelm, chances are you've felt a bit of overwhelm in this season. I certainly know I have. And it seems like a lot of us aren't actually sure, what do we do with those feelings? What do we do with negative emotions? And so we try to do the best we can. Sometimes we try to ignore them. Maybe they'll go away. Sometimes we deny them. We act like they're not a big deal. Sometimes we react to them or overreact to them. Sometimes we try to stuff them underneath the surface. And many times we'll try to actually explain them away, but we just don't know what to do. Now, the problem with approaching unhealthy emotions in an unhealthy way is that those negative emotions that start out small can actually turn into something bigger. They can turn into things like anxiety and even depression. Now, emotions aren't bad in and of themselves. In fact, emotions are quite good. We have them for a reason, but just like everything else on this planet, our emotions have been twisted and tainted by sin. And so part of the challenge for us when we have these negative emotions and when we're wrestling with anxiety and depression is that they often get worse if we don't pay attention to them when those feelings are still small. That's really the challenge, is oftentimes when those things are starting to creep into our lives, if we don't acknowledge them on the front end, they'll often grow to something bigger and harder to deal with. Well, one of the best things that I think any of us can do when it comes to our emotions is learn to listen to them and then learn to bring them to God. Psalm 130 is a psalm that I'm going to challenge you to pay attention to today. It is what's called a lament psalm. It's a psalm that voices the writer's own personal sin, and it's also a psalm that's called a song of ascent, meaning that a group of people, as they traveled to Jerusalem, they would go up this hill to Jerusalem to celebrate some of their festivals. They would recite this out loud. And one of the things I'm so fascinated by about the Psalms is over one third of them are actually laments. And laments have a particular structure. So let me tell you what the structure looks like. First, they address God and they start with an opening plea. In other words, they offer a complaint to God. They affirm their ultimate trust in God, usually by using the word but or nevertheless as just a marker to say, hey, I'm transitioning. Then they make a petition to God, asking God, God, would you intervene? And they end with acknowledging God's faithfulness and the assurance that he will act. There's five parts to that. And the reason why this five-part structure is important is that as we bring all of our messy feelings to God, as we bring those negative things and we acknowledge before him our deepest pain, we are also acknowledging that God is bigger, that God's bigger and he's faithful to us and to the rest of his people. And so here's what I want to challenge you with today. Take the first step. The first step in overcoming overwhelm is learning to identify your triggers for anxiety and depression. Identify them. What are those things? And one of the best ways I know to do that is to actually pray Psalm 130 out loud. I want you to do that today, if you can, right after this podcast is over. I want you just to go to Google and type in Psalm 130, followed by the three letters NLT, standing for New Living Translation. Psalm 130, NLT, and then what I want you to do is to pray it line by line out loud. And what I'd encourage you to do is to insert your own emotions into the text. And what I think you'll find is the sooner you and I turn to God, the sooner we start overcoming overwhelm. And hey, if there's anything our team can join you in praying for, please don't hesitate to let us know. An easy way to do that is to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you're walking through a particularly dark moment right now, please know that help is just a phone call away. In fact, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline's number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255. And the National Alliance on Mental Illness has fantastic resources. Their number is 800-950-6264. Again, that's 800 950-6264. And their website is just the letters NAMI.org. NAMI.org for National Alliance on Mental Illness. Man, mental health, emotional and spiritual health is so important, especially now. Before we drop today, if you've got a few moments, I want to just read Psalm 130 over you today. Then I want to encourage you, find some time today, right after this over, pray this psalm out loud, insert your struggles to God. Here's what Psalm 130 says. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord, pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I'm counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than the centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than the centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope is in the Lord. For with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. He himself will redeem Israel from every kind of sin. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.